Vrindavan Mahimamrita Ki Jai. Let's recite the prayers. O Sri Vrindavan, I am now very fortunate. I have become the object of your invaluable mercy. You have given me the permission to reside within your boundaries, a permission prayed for by Brahma, Shukadev Goswami, Sanat Kumar, and others. This greatest of gifts gives me hope that someday I will directly serve the splendid, charming, eternally youthful, amorous, fair and dark divine couple, Radha Shyam. O Sri Vrindavan, you are more affectionate than millions of mothers. Your supremely wonderful transcendental glories are forever recalled by Lakshmi, Shiva, and a host of great souls. Yes, it's true that you have now appeared before my eyes, and you have granted me Brajavas, which is sought by the most advanced devotees. But why do you now hesitate to allow me to serve the rasic janas that live within your boundaries? Punyat punyam mangalam mangalanam divya divyam kamadham kamadhanam sarat saram premadam premadanam anyad vrinda ranyato manyatam ka nanyad badami na shrinomi na chintayami nanyad brajami na bhajami na cha ashrayami pashyami jagrati tata saptapina nanyad shri radhika rati vinoda venam vinaham radha vakta saroja divya marupam radha drisho ranjanam radha vakshasi divya nilavasanam radha mana shrinkalam radha navi sudha sarakuvalayam radha parashina kain dunam lanchanam eva vanchatavane radha kakela mrigam madhura madhura nana pushpa saurabhya labhyam madhura madhura bringa shreni jankara ramyam madhura madhura gayat kokilam sharikirir madhura madhura gushta pranabandhu prabandham madhura madhura radha kinkariklipta shayam madhura madhura radha krishna keli nikunjam madhura madhura tat premon mandalali rindam madhura madhura brinda ramyam eva shritosmi jayati jayati radha prema share ragada jayati jayati krishnas tadrasa para trishna jayati jayati brindam satsakinam dvayaikyam jayati jayati brinda kananam tat sadamam namostu vrindavana sundarabhyam namostu vrindavana vibhravambhyam namostu vrindavana jivanabhyam namostu vrindavana nagarabhyam namostu vrindavana satkriyabhyam namostu vrindavana satrasabhyam namostu vrindavana purnatabhyam namostu vrindavana gocharabhyam yadeva sachit rasa rupa buddhir vrindavanastha sthira jangameshu satnirvalikam purushastadeva chakanti radha priya sevi rupa shri vrindavan dhama ki jai. Reading from the glorious kaleidoscope glories Vrindavan Saptaka 7 text 38 yadvasa sakalam ivati chirachit dvaitam yadyap adbhuta Primananda Maharasaika Jaladera Bindura Lavena Priyam Yatstatam Manusattva Yogi Sakalam Yan Madhuri Vaibhava Ascharyanam Sakalam Yan Madhuri Vaibhav Ascharyanam Anu Machapatram Akilam Vrindavanam Tan Numaha. I offer my humble obeisances to Sri Vrindavan, Vrindavanam Tan Namaha, by whose effulgence both products, matter and spirit are illuminated. By attaining even a drop of Vrindavan, the ocean of ecstatic love, the entire world becomes satisfied. In Vrindavan, everyone else's existence is dependent on the existence of Vrindavan. And Vrindavan's wonderful sweetness, by the wonderful sweetness of Vrindavan, the entire universe aspires to receive even a drop of it. That's interesting, the second translation we have. Let us glorify Vrindavan, from the splendor of which everything is manifest, which delights the spiritual material worlds with a drop from the nectar ocean of the wonderful bliss of pure love, from the existence of which all existence follows, and of the wonders of the glory and sweetness of which the entire world contains only a fragment. So here, Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad is pointing us to the center, the central place from where all places have derived their origin. It's Sri Dham Vrindavan. Because when you go back and go back and go back and go back and go back, finally you go higher and higher. They say, who's the origin of the demigods? And then they say Brahma. And who's the origin of Brahma? And they say Vishnu. And who's the origin of Vishnu? So then these are personalities, and the Adi Purush, the ultimate origin of everything, is Krishna. Krishna is Tu Bhagavan Swayam. But then there's all these different abodes. There's Durga Dham, and then there's Devi Dham. I mean, there's Durga Dham or Devi Dham. Then there's the Swarga. Then there's Hari Dham. And then you go higher and higher in Hari Dham. And finally, you get to Dwarka, and higher than Dwarka, the Mathura, then higher is Vrindavan. So he's saying here in this verse that Vrindavan is the source of the splendor and the ocean of love, everything is manifest from the splendor of Vrindavan, and a drop from the nectar ocean of the wonderful bliss of pure love. So that's why they say that it's a perverted reflection, this whole material world. If there's any sweetness in this world, if there's any love in this world, it's because it originates there. Madhurya Dham Vrindavan. There's nothing sweeter than pure love. And Vrindavan is the abode of pure love. So that pure love is sprinkled through the universe in various degrees of mixture. The pure love of Vrindavan appears in Vaikuntha with something missing. That pure love loses some of its drops. The Vatsalya drops of love disappear. The Sakya drops of pure love disappear. And the Parakya Bhav Madhurya Ras, those drops of pure love and sweetness, they disappear. And what appears in Vaikuntha is 2.5 drops. 2.5 drops of the sweetness and bliss and love of Brajadam. 2.5 rasas, 2.5 drops of sweet of that ocean of sweetness, and Shantaras and Dasiras and Swakiya Bhav and Madhurya Lakshmi Narayan. So then from there it comes down into the heavenly planets, and they really mix up the sweetness and love with all kinds of intoxicants and Somaras and other things. And finally, those pure drops, that pure love, becomes reflected here in gross animalism, so-called loving dealings of people in this world. But Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he wants to remind us and point us that whatever we find here, whatever existence we find here, whatever splendor and glories and delight, and whatever love we find here, and whatever bliss we find here, it is only a fragment. It's only a fragment of the ocean, the ocean of existence, and the ocean of splendor, and the ocean of bliss and sweetness that we find in that nectarine Dhamma Vrindavan. Because everyone is hankering for eternal existence. Everyone is hankering for a delightful, a life full of delight, a life full of light, awareness, knowledge, a life full of sweetness and loving dealings, and the sweetness of love itself. Even love is such, Krishna prema is such, that even in the absence of the beloved, one experiences sweet. In this material world, unless you're with the object of sweetness, you have no experience of it. Rasgulla is in your mouth, then you experience it. If it's in the sweet shop, you don't experience it. You maybe hanker for it. So if your beloved is with you, you experience the sweetness of your beloved's presence. So time and space corrupt everything and limit everything in the material world. But in the spiritual world, this sweetness, love leaves a lingering sweetness that continually drops in the hearts of the Brijvasis. They're always experiencing either love, Prem Purushottam, the personification of Krishna, or love is right in front of them and they're exchanging with him in loving dealings. Or in his absence, they're feeling his union. It's called union and separation, even without the Lord's presence before them. Krishna's with the cows and he's not with Yashoda and Nanda. But what's there, what's present, is his prema, the vatsalya, that love is there. And that love, although they're separated on one level because he's out in Gocharan Leela, Gopal Govinda, but he leaves behind his love, his prema, and that prema is personal and sweet and blissful. So even in separation, they feel his presence. That love is always rising in their hearts, and then it just becomes more and more intense in his personal presence. So Prabhupada Saraswati wants to remind us of this extraordinary, whatever we find here, whatever existence and splendor and glory and sweetness, don't forget that there's a purified form of it all. There is a perfectional form of it all, an original form of it all. And that can be found in Sridham Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Text 53. Nirasta Chaigunyam Harirasada Punyam Sakripaya Daranyantara Bhatam Vimala Paramananda Suganam Hiram Brindaranyam Vahadatula Madhurya Sushama Mahavanyam Danya Shrayati Bahumanyastri Jagatam. Any fortunate person certainly becomes glorious within the three worlds by taking shelter of Sri Vrindavan, which is beyond the three modes of nature. Vrindavan is the bestower of ecstatic love for Krishna. Vrindavan is most auspicious. Vrindavan has manifested in this material world out of her own sweet will, and which is the unique. And Vrindavan is the uniquely ecstatic, sanctified forest. He who takes shelter of Vrindavan, which is beyond the three modes of nature, which by her own mercy shines on the earth, and Vrindavan generously gives the nectar of pure love for Lord Hari. Vrindavan is filled with splendid bliss and flooded with unequaled sweetness. Anyone who takes shelter of this Vrindavan will become honored by the three worlds. Bhurvavakswa. So Vrindavan is famous throughout the three worlds. All the demigods know very much about Vrindavan, especially Lord Shiva and Brahma, Indra, Varuna, Vayu, Chandra, Surya. They know very much about the glories of Vrindavan, they're sung throughout the universe, and they hanker our opportunity to live here in one form or another, and I can't say they're envious, but they very much appreciate those living entities that somehow attain shelter in Vrindavan. This verse is saying that a person becomes honorable, he becomes honored by the three worlds. Even Shiva bows to the Brijavasis. Brahma bows to the Brijavasis. Even the Brijavasis that are living here today. But Prabhananda Saraswati said, if a devotee can take shelter of Vrindavan, somehow live here, then he'll become very fortunate. Mahavanya, Mahavanyam Danya Shayati. He can take shelter here. Of course, that itself it's a glorious victory and a great accumulation. Krita Punya Punja. If someone can attain residence in Vrindavan on any level, in this Vrindavan, in this Jagat, or in the Boma Vrindavan, where Krishna's having Prakat Leela, or what to speak in Aprakat Vrindavan, spiritual world. Any contact with Vrindavan is glorious and honorable and fortunate. And one who has that fortune and who is receiving that honor, he should take it very seriously and responsibly, and understand that this privilege, this privileged residence in the holy Dhamma of the Lord has been granted, been extended to him, not by right, or not by that he or she deserves it, but it's been extended. It's a privilege. It's been extended by Guru. It's grace of Guru. And as we know, the grace of Guru can be extended and withdrawn because it's not a material thing, it's transcendental. The sustaining of the grace depends on the proper behavior and attitude and purity of purpose of the disciple. We have the phrase Punara Mushika Bhava. Mushika apparently means mouse. Again, become a mouse. So there's a story that the guru can empower the disciple to be like a tiger. But if the disciple wants to eat the guru, then the guru says, again, become a mouse. Because before we meet the guru, we are a mouse, or a lousy mouse. And by Guru Kripa, then Mukam Karoti Vachamam Pangam Langayate Guram Yat Kripata Vahambande Sri Gurum Dhiratharanam. By the mercy of Guru, a crippled man, a Manda, a blind man, a crippled man can walk over mountains. This is a miracle. A blind man, Anda, can see Taragan. He can see the stars in the sky, a blind man. And a foolish mork or pagal can recite the most eloquent and attractive poetry. Mukam Karoti Vachalam. So that one should always remember that we may have this fortune and we may be even honored, unknowns to ourselves, but one who takes shelter in Vrindavan may be honored by the three worlds. But we simply want to be recognized by our guru for our proper attitude and behavior and contribution to this land of Vrindavan. And hopefully we will inherit all these wonderful gifts that are promised here, that Vrindavan gives the nectar of pure love for Lord Hari. Vrindavan itself. The Nitya Parishads give the nectar of pure love also. And the pure devotees give the nectar of pure love also. But Vrindavan also has the power to give pure love. says that Vrindavan generously gives the nectar of pure love for Lord Hari. The next verse is verse 56. Muchava avigānita brahmandāvali manditam trigunam prakritim tirtva jadatu kantaratmikim aparavara vistaram ekam ananda sagaram swaprakasha mahaswacha jyoti rupam parampadam. All glories to the unlimited, unfathomable ocean of transcendental amorous pastimes, which is beyond the three modes of material nature and found in the innumerable universes that are filled with material miseries. That unfathomable ocean is self-effulgent, pure, and without any tinge of contamination. Of course, this is describing Vrindavan. Beyond the world of the three modes of nature, which is decorated with numberless universes and filled with suffering, is a shoreless ocean of bliss that is self-manifested, brilliant effulgence of the spiritual world. So Vrindavan is carrying the effulgence, the brilliant effulgence of the spiritual world. And when one comes to this realm of Vrindavan, anyone who has ever visited here, so this land of Vrindavan, it's a self-manifested brilliant effulgence of the spiritual world. If anyone visits here, when they return to their home or they stay here for some time and go to their home, then something will happen in their mind or hearts. They'll remember something, because that even they just enter this atmosphere, that effulgence of Vrindavan contacts them. They just, for example, if you go out in the rays of the sun, in the rising sun, if you sit there, your face will become warm by the heat of the sun. And if you stay for an hour or two, then your skin tone will change. If you're dark, you'll get darker. If you're fair, you'll get tan. Suntan, they say. Some effect is there. It's only rays. It's called the rays, the effulgence, the rays of the sun. So they're affecting your external body, your skin surface, giving it a tanning effect. So similarly, when you enter this land of Vrindavan and go to have darshan of the deities, because all the deities are emanating a transcendental effulgence, and all the lila stalis are emanating a transcendental effulgence, and all the trees are emanating a transcendental effulgence, and the Yamuna River and the sacred rivers and Radhakund and Shamakund and Manasiganga and Pavan Sarovar, and they're emanating a transcendental effulgence, and you can't help but contact that, be in it, be suffused by it and be penetrated by it and be affected by that brilliant effulgence of the transcendental realm of Vrindavan, which is even manifested in its uppercut form here before our very eyes and senses. So that effulgence enters into our subtle bodies, into our minds and hearts and consciousness. And when we return, as I mentioned, to our foreign homes, not our native homes, our native home is this place, Vrindavan, but we return to our foreign homes, which we call our homes, but there are mistaken homes, our foreign homes, then we say, oh, there was something about that Vrindavan. So that's the effect of the effulgence of Vrindavan. Text 58. Chaitanya matra nirbhasam nistarangam nirakulam nirasta jnana tatkaryam param brahmeti yad vidu. According to learned scholars, the definition of Supreme Brahman is that which is the source of all consciousness and which is devoid of the contaminations of agitation, ignorance, and the effects of ignorance. The wise know that this spiritual effulgence emanating and spreading throughout Vrindavan Dham is free from the waves of material change and without suffering, ignorance, or the activities of ignorance. That spiritual effulgence that's saturating Vrindavan is known as the Supreme Brahman. Text 59. Tadantak paramashcharyam jyotiraisham vichintaya charvaniya mahananda sandrabdhim atinirmalam. Just meditate on Krishna's most wonderful transcendental abode, which is beyond the Supreme Brahman. It is supremely relishable in the ocean of pure transcendental bliss. In other words, what's happening here, there's a series of verses which are listed here, Sattika 7, verse 56 through 66, and they're bringing us to the description of Vrindavan Dham. Going, it's kind of like a telescope, or a microscope, you look at one power, 100x, and you see something, and then you go to 200x, and you see something more, and then 500x, and it becomes very clear. So we're flying in a transcendental spaceship, approaching the Brajadam, and passing beyond the Brahman, the Paramjyoti, what do they call it? Brahmajyoti, and into the Paravyom. So this is what's being told here. So it's a series of verses, a krama, a sequence. Text 60. Mahasu vistirnatamam mahajolatamam param lokadibir gani bhavir mahitam mahadadbhutam. That abode is vast, effulgent, and simply wonderful. All other planets constantly glorify that abode. Tarantare tatop yasti ascharyam jyotirat anusmara karshnyam mahasvachatamam paravara vivarjitam. Then just meditate on the more brightly shining abode that is situated beyond the transcendental abode of the Supreme Lord. It is black, most transparent, and devoid of beginning or end. Within that splendor is the very wonderful, very great, limitless splendor of Lord Krishna. Please meditate in this way. Mahadeeptam maharamyam mahamohanam adbhutam mahapremati sondaryam mahananda rasotsavam. That great island is most sublime, enchanting, wonderful, charming, and full of bliss and ecstatic love. That splendor is very effulgent, delightful, charming, wonderful, and beautiful. It is filled with great transcendental love and is a great festival of nectar of the great transcendental bliss. Mahamohanam adbhutam samdaryam rasotsavam. It's a Mahananda rasotsavam utsav. It's a festival of the greatest blissful ras. Mahananda rasotsavam. Mahadeeptam, maharamyam. Ramyam means delightful, pleasing. It's supremely pleasing and delightful and charming. And deeptam means it's very effulgent. Text 63. Tato dharantare jyoti sarvascharyo chatavadi savojvalati sumaho jvalam sarvotamottamam. All glories to the self-illuminating abode that is situated beyond this abode and which is the limit of all wonder. It is the supreme abode of the Lord because it illuminates even the most shining objects. Text 63. Deep within that splendid world is the most wonderful, splendid, and exalted realm. 64. Mahavaimalya simanta parananda paravadi Krishna prema rasardinam charama paramodaya. That abode is the limit of all purity, all transcendental happiness and wealth of the transcendental mellows of ecstatic love for Krishna. And that splendid realm is the ultimate limit of purity, the ultimate limit of transcendental bliss, and the ultimate limit that are the nectarine mellows of spiritual love for Lord Krishna. So the author is, Prabhupada Saraswati is revealing, you know, he's reeling in the greatest bliss of seeing this actually seen the Aprakat Vrindavan from his vantage point at Kaliya Radha or Kaliya Daha in his Bhajan Kutir. He had a spurti. One day he was chanting his japa, watching the Yamuna go by, gazing at the dark waters of the Kalindi, the beautiful Shamrung waters of the Kalindi, passing right under the Kadamba tree, which they did even 200 years ago. Then Yamuna moved far away. The present-day Parikrama Marg, the path of the circular path, the Parikrama Marg of Vrindavan, it was formerly the bed of the Yamuna. That's why it's sand everywhere. Of course, it's covered with bricks. You can't find the sand, but it was sand. And right at Kaliya Daha, there were so many bathing ghats built there. You see the ghats sticking out there in the steps. Those ghats are only 150 years old. So 150 years ago, 100 years ago, there was plenty of water flowing through there. And people used to just sit on that ghat and see the Yamuna. So he was 500 years ago, right next to that tree in some kutia, looking at the Yamuna. And the Yamuna went from there 2 or 3 kilometers to the other side. That's how wide the Yamuna was. A vast river of blackness, sham, deep sham rung. So as he gazed into those waters, it had a hypnotic effect. And then he was chanting his japa and deeply meditating with his prema bhava. And he had a spurti of the spiritual world. And he's just writing it down. It's beyond, it's effulgent, it's wonderful, it's shining, it's transcendental. There's no end, it's transparent, it's blissful, ecstatic, it's charming, it's wonderful. It's self-illuminating. It's the Lord's abode. It's the limit of all purity and transcendental happiness. In other words, he's spinning off adjective after adjective to describe his vision, his spurti, his experience. He can't find enough phrases. He can't find enough words in his mind and enough phrases in his vocabulary to describe what is he's experiencing, to somehow share it with us, to convince us, to reveal to us and to show us and convince us that such a place exists and that and these are the characteristics of that place and it's so special and we should become purified by hearing about it, become attracted by hearing about it. 65. Kamanya rasa matre yat sparsha nitya vivarjitam mahashuda kama bija rajat mat yun madam rasam. That abode is completely aloof from the touch of any mellow other than the mellow of eternal conjugal love. That's why I repeatedly say, and so many of our acharyas explain, that in Vrindavan, the only rasa is Sringhar rasa. Prabhunananda Saraswati says it, Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya says it, Raghunath Das Goswami says it, and Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami, and all of our Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, of course, they've all explained that in Vrindavan there is Sringhar Madhurya rasa. That is the only rasa. And there's no Shanta Das. Everything is connected. Every das is everywhere. Everyone's serving Krishna. But the primary prevalent rasa that's spread and manifests in different ways and nuances is Sringar rasa. He's saying it. That's what he's saying. It's free from the touch of any other rasa than the mellow of eternal conjugal love. Kamanya rasa matre yat sparsha nitya vivarjitam. Eternally, there's no other touch there. Mahashuddha Kama Bija. And the Kama Bija is there, creating complete purification of everything. Unmad Rasam. Unmad Rasam. So the whole Vrindavan is pervaded by this Unmad, this Divya Unmad of Radharani's Mahabhav. That realm is eternally, and here's another translation here, interesting. That realm is eternally free from the slightest touch of any material desire. He's saying that kamanya rasa matre yat. So the actual fact is that Vrindavan is anya kamaras sparsha nitya vivarjitam. Anya, there's no other rasa but kam. And then this is the kama bija is manifested there. Kama Beach means the seat of conjugal love, Kam, love between Radha and Krishna. Kling, that means Radha and Krishna are there. Radha and, in the Kam Beach, the seat of pure love, Kam Beach, Kling, Radha and Krishna are there, they're kissing, they're embracing there, and they're kissing there. The dot above the Kling, the dot above the M is the kiss, the embrace and the kiss. Now text 66. Tarantas tatganam bhati srimad vrindavanam vanam purna madhurya samrajyam purnanda chamatkari. So here again, we're reminded about madhurya. Within this abode lies the forest of Vrindavan, which is the most amazing kingdom of complete sweetness. Tarantas tadgaram bhati srimad vrindavanam vanam. And the inside, in that realm, in that inner realm of that Brajadama, that forest of Vrindavan, Purna Madhurya Samrajya. So it's completely Madhurya Ras is ruling there. Samraj, the Samrat, the emperor of that place is Purna Madhurya. And that Madhurya, what happens when one contacts that Purna Madhurya? Then he experiences Chamatkar. The most amazing. It acts, that Purna Madhurya, the forest of Vrindavan, it acts upon all the living entities there. That Purna Madhurya, that Madhurya Bhav, that Shringar Rasa of Radha and Krishna, it acts and influences all the living entities in the forest of Vrindavan, the trees, the latas and the brikshas, the trees and the creepers and the land and the animals and birds. And deer and squirrels and monkeys, what to speak of the people and ladies and the gopas and gopis. It influences them and creates wonder, chamatkar. And it acts to give the supreme, topmost sweetness, Purnananda. So this is Vrindavan. Let's see this other translation. Within that is the more splendid realm that is the beautiful forest of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a great empire of complete transcendental sweetness. It is a great wonder of complete transcendental bliss. So we have some different ideas about this Vrindavan. And let us relish these sweet descriptions of Vrindavan and add fuel to our burning desire to live here and move here. And if we're here, then don't become complacent. Get serious and go to verse 77. Dvijali kula sanhada datta shavana sokaya divya komalakar pura paragojvala bhaluke. The sweet sounds of the birds and bees are very pleasing to the ears. Dvija, birds, ali, bees, kula, family, sannada, complete nod, nice sound. Datta shravana sokyaya, the sound of the birds like the parrots and the peacocks and the cuckoos, that sound, it gives happiness to the ears. Datta shravana sokyaya. Divya komala karpura, the banks of the Yamuna are filled with sand that resembles soft powdered camphor. That's wonderful. Soft powdered camphor. That means they're soft to walk on and fragrant to smell and blissful to contact. The sweet sounds of the birds and bees by the Yamuna's shores delight the ears. The entire area of the Jamuna banks bears a splendid and delicate scent of camphor pollen. Well, there's a nice description. That latter one is better than the former one. Let's read that one again. The sweet sounds of the birds and bees by the Yamuna delight the ears of everyone. The entire area carries and is saturated with this splendidly delicate scent of camphor pollen. Well, that's a very interesting type of pollen, very cooling effect. Nectar for the ears, nectar for the nose, nectar for the eyes, to see the Yamuna and these beautiful colorful birds, and nectar for the sense of touch, to feel the camphor soft sands under our feet as we walk along the Yamuna, looking for Krishna. Hey Radhe Braja Devi Ke Chalalite, Hey Nanda Sunakuta, Sri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale, Kalindi Vanya Kuta, Goshanta Viti Sarvato Vrajapure, Ke Dharma Havivalo, Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago, Sri Jiva Gopalako, Sri Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai.